Jean Nimmer lives across the street from what is still an open farm field, but the 400-acre site may soon be home to a huge warehouse serving all the Walmart stores in eastern Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Nimmer says he's not looking forward to the 700 trucks a day that will be rumbling past his house.
That's within 200 feet of my bedroom window. There was no thought, at least with the initial proposal, of making any changes in the plans to accommodate an existing, actually two existing subdivisions.
Nimmer is not reassured by the air permit the Department of Natural Resources granted the project. It includes an agreement from Walmart that it will use a fleet of trucks that run on low sulfur diesel. But a spokesperson for Walmart, Eric Berger, says the company wants to be a good neighbor and is ready to listen to the complaints raised by residents who live near the site.
We are very attentive to those concerns, and we want to respond directly to them. So we accept the suggestions from the community, and hopefully with those suggestions it would be a much better development because of it.
But opponents are concerned about more than just traffic. They also object to the way the city gave Walmart the land for the center. Attorney Ed Garvey is representing the group Citizens for Open Government. He says the city spent millions of dollars to buy the land for Walmart and then used what he calls a balloon on a string approach to get around a requirement that annexations be contiguous with city boundaries.
They ran just a string of land up to this big area, paid an enormous sum of money for that land with taxpayer dollars to give to Walmart. I mean, somehow the concept of a small city in Wisconsin giving the largest corporation in the world $6 million to come and settle in their area is really quite remarkable.
But the center will bring as many as 600 jobs to an area that needs them, according to the president of the Beaver Dam Chamber of Commerce. Phil Fritchie says the land deal the city gave the company is worth the economic boost that will result.
This particular distribution center is going to mean hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax base every year, and it's going to mean a lot of jobs.
Opponents aren't convinced, though. They're still angry about being cut out of the process for approving the new development. Bob Moreau owns a business on land that's been annexed for the project. He says Walmart negotiated with the city in secret.
They've done this all over the United States. It's their MO. It's how they operate. They want to stay under the radar, and it just so happens they got caught in a community by some folks that care what goes on and the millions that they're receiving. It's the way this was gone about and the way they treat the community, the way they treat the taxpayers, it just is not fair.
State Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager agrees the process was flawed. Her office has filed a complaint against the Beaver Dam Area Development Corporation for violating the state's open meeting laws. That complaint is still pending in Dodge County Court. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.